Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis. A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here. Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. I am Damian Day-Day Lewis at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome into your weekly look into the world of high school sports. Here in the great state of GA, of course, nationally, if it makes sense, we'll talk about it. But we prefer to keep it right here in our own backyard, and that's exactly what we'll do. So looking forward to bringing you another great show this evening. A couple of great interviews I got a chance to have. One with Ms. Jaden Griffith of the Creekview Grizzlies softball team, fresh off their second consecutive state championship win this past weekend. So phenomenal conversation with her, as well as Coach Kendra Bailey of the Kale Lady Longhorns basketball team. They will kick off their season on Saturday when they take on Campbell. So looking forward to bringing you both of those conversations. Of course, the prep roundup, got a few shout outs and accolades that we want to give some people some props for, things of that nature. We'll recap the week and get into what we're going to get into for the remainder of this week and weekend. So, with that being said, I got to say what's up to my girl Noelle holding me down on the other side of the glass. I almost didn't make it tonight on time. Let me say it that way. I almost didn't make it on time tonight. So typically, I take surface streets from my home here to the studio. I very rarely ever have to get on the expressway to get here. I didn't have to tonight, but because I stopped at the convenience store to get me an Alani drink. I was like, well, expressway's right there. Let me just hop on and take it. Boom. Moving.
No. I know exactly where you are.
Exactly.
No.
So take it 285, no problem. Hop on 75 South, no problem until I get to 14th Street exit right there. You know, when you're coming around the curve where right before 75, 85, get ready to merge. Sure enough, the exit is closed, so I'm like, okay, I'll just go up the North Avenue, but they had the three right lanes closed, so everything is just jacked up. Yes, I'm not going to lie. I wave my hand. Don't come looking for me. Actually, you don't know what car I was in. I did get in the HOV and lane to get off at the William Street because it's you can get off at William Street through the HOV lane. So, yes, I did do that. Busted a Yui, hop back on, right, boom. Get here to Colony Square, and then guess what? As you're turning into the parking deck off of Peachtree, right there in front of Five Church, one of those Waymos or Waymos or whatever they're called, right? It stopped right in front of the, like, I guess it's censored. And granted, it was like a whole nother, you could have put another car in between the Waymo and the car that was ahead of it. But I guess its sensor makes it stop at a certain distance, stop at a certain distance. So it's stopped and blocking the entrance into the actual parking deck. So now I got people honking at me, and I'm like, you can't honk at the Waymo because it ain't going to go nowhere. It's a robot car. Like, I'm just like, are you serious right now?
Every like, single obstacle imaginable.
Right. I'm like, what is this? So finally the thing moves up, and I'm able to get in, but I'm like, geez. The one night I decided to get on the expressway, there's exits closed, and then a Waymo is just stopped in front of the parking deck entrance. Like, go figure. Anyway, so how has your week been going, though?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Did I have anything exciting this week? Well, I guess I'm moving into my new studio, so that's kind of exciting.
Awesome. We're
finally getting everything up and running. So I was testing the speakers and the monitors and all that stuff last night.
Good deal. And congratulations, you and Jason Longshore, The Intersection, doing well. So
we have ratings.
Yes, yes. Congratulations to you all on that. So that's big, man.
I had to rub my eyes when I saw the
email. Hey, man, listen, man, you take whatever comes, right?
Yeah.
And you just keep chopping at the bit. So congratulations to you and Jason on that. So
on Jason's behalf, we appreciate it.
Yeah, without a doubt. All right. Well, with that being said, let's get out some more congratulations and get into the prep roundup. All right. First up, big news of the week. It's not super big. It's something that we all kind of knew was coming, but the official GHSA, Georgia High School Association, reclassification for the 26-28 seasons kind of was released this week. And obviously the big thing was we're going from back from 6 to 7, but I explained it before on the show. What's happening is they're taking that division or class 1A, division 1, division 2, and they're just make one of those 1A, the other one 2A, and then so on. But you do have some notable changes. Let's see, for example, some of the big boys moving up, as they say here on Georgia High School Football Daily, Creekside, who's class 4A, and Worth County, yeah, or Creekside going into class 4A. Or I'm sorry, Creekside is in class 4A. Sorry, they're moving up. Let's see, Kale also moving up. Kale currently, I think, 4A. They're moving up to 6A. Jefferson and LaGrange going to move up to 5A. Carver Atlanta to 4A. Let me see, where else we got? Benedictine and Marist, they're going to move into 4A. 4A through 2A private group if they have the option, apparently. So, you know, you can read about it, but that was kind of the news. Everybody kind of got to see where they're going to land when this new thing kicks in for the 26 through 28 seasons. So, yeah, and of course that does impact all sports, not just football or anything like that. So, shout-outs and accolades. Big shout-out to Coach Catherine Monroe, the volleyball coach for Pace Academy, named the 4A Region 4 Coach of the Year. Creekside head football coach Maurice Dixon reached 76 wins at his alma mater, giving him the most wins in program history. So congratulations to them. And you just heard me mention them. They had a phenomenal run this season. It's a bye week for everybody in football. So they'll have the week off, and then they'll get ready for the opening round in a couple of weeks. Decatur running back Sadur Salahuddin. Haden reached 1,000 rushing yards this season through 8 games, so congratulations to him. Sandy Creek running back Amari Latimer setting the all-time rushing record with 4,874 for Sandy Creek, so congratulations to him. And then Maynard Jackson, Coach Murray, the at cross-country there, he was named the 4A Region 4 Coach of the Year. So congratulations to everyone on those achievements and accolades. All right, looking back at the week since I last spoke with you, took in the GHSA 6A Volleyball State Championship matchup last Thursday. Great match. Walton looking for their 17th state title. They'd get it done. They defeated two-time defending champ Alpharetta 3-1, your final in that one. Again, their 17th championship in program history. Sophomore Addison Constable finished with 15 kills. Senior Simone Searles, 12 kills. And sophomore Janie Myers, who's our female honoree for Athlete of the Week, 32 assists and 11 digs. And afterwards, here's head coach Ashley Jones on the feeling and emotions of getting back to the mountaintop.
Oh my gosh, I'm just truly blessed and grateful to have been given this opportunity. Walton is the dream school to coach at, so to be given this opportunity and do this in the first season, it's incredible.
All right, talk about the match tonight. You guys, obviously, you dropped the first set, but then bounced back strongly in that second and third and fourth set. But what was the conversation with the girls just to kind of get them back on track throughout that one? Even though Alpharetta kept, you know, it was a fight for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, honestly, the final four match that we played against North Forsyth and losing those first two sets and coming back and winning almost prepared us to be able to do that. And so it was a conversation of, hey, we know we can do it. We've done it already. Let's go do it again. And we did.
Awesome. Obviously, a good group of seniors that you're going to be losing, but nice group that you'll be bringing back. Just talk about those seniors and what it means for you coming in your first year and being able to see them go out on top.
I could not be more grateful. Simone is a heck of a player and plays with so much passion every single point. She's going to be a hard one to replace. Ella Cobb is a phenomenal libero, and she plays lights out all the time, so she's going to be another one that we miss. All the seniors bring such a leadership to this team, and honestly, they're the ones who talk in the timeouts much more than I do because they know this team, they care about this team so much, and it really comes out in the way that they play.
All right, and again, that was head coach Ashley Jones. Congratulations to the Walton Raiders on claiming that GHSA 6A state title. Friday night took in some football. Fellowship Christian taking on Whitfield Academy for the GHSA Division I Region 5 Championship. And it would be Fellowship Christian picking up the win. 31-7, the final in that one. Running back CJ Givers rushing for 188 yards and two TDs in the win. Here's head coach John Thompson on getting the victory.
It was not a pretty game, but when it's 31-7 for a championship, can't be happier. Real happy for these guys right here. We beat a good team. That's a well-coached team, good team.
All right, and talk about this season in general for you, Coach. And again, congratulations on the region championship.
These guys have worked real hard. We got a special group. They care about each other. They love each other. They work hard, and that shows that. We now won 8 in a row with champions.
And I was going to ask you about that. What did that Hebron game, what would you say that kind of taught the guys about themselves?
A day goes by, we don't think about it. Not a day goes by.
All right, well, now you get ready for the playoffs. You got some time. What do you want the guys to kind of focus in on?
Just staying healthy and we got to keep getting better. We got to keep getting better. We got to play our best. This was not our best tonight, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I see you bobbing your head. Yes, they were rocking over there, Noel. Take over your trap. Come to your trap. Take over your trap. That's kind of what they did. Anyway, congratulations, Fellowship Christian. They win that region championship. And so for them, they'll get, believe it or not, them and Whitfield both get first round byes in that private classification. But for Fellowship, they will take on the winner of Savannah Country Day and Mount Vernon. So no football for them next week. So 2 weeks off for them. Several teams dealing with that. Like I said, Whitfield is one of them in that private. Prince Ave, another one. Athens Academy, another one that will get byes in the first round. So it'll actually be 2 weeks off for them. So as Coach Thompson said, they want to get healthy. That's plenty of time to do that. Hopefully it works out in their favor when they do return to action. All right, when we come back on the other side, great conversation with Creekview Grizzlies pitcher and Troy commit Jaden Griffith coming fresh off the heels off of Creekview's back-to-back, their second consecutive state title win. You'll hear that conversation and a little later in the show. The KL Lady Longhorns getting ready for their season to tip off on Saturday. Head coach Kendra Bailey got a chance to check in with her as well. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's all for real.
Talking all things high school sports on Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices. Love the savings. I am your host, Damian Dayday Lewis. At the D Lewis for real at 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS_Nation_ on the X. Welcome into your weekly look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. Yeah, we'll talk about national stories, but we like to keep it right here, in our own backyard. So that's what we'll be doing coming up momentarily. Back to back state champs, Creekview Grizzlies. They are fresh off of winning just this past weekend, the GHSA 5A state title. Again, consecutive state title wins for them. And pitcher Jaden Griffith, got a chance to catch up with her. Actually saw Creekview, I guess it was probably midway through the regular season. They were taking on Riverwood, and that was the first time I actually saw Jaden pitch. So, phenomenal season for them. I think only 5 total losses on the season. So, you'll hear that conversation coming up momentarily. Plus, later on in the show, you'll hear my conversation with Kell Lady Longhorns basketball head coach Kendra Bailey as they get ready to tip off their season on Saturday when they take on Campbell. Before we get into the conversation with Jaden, real quick, let's just congratulate all of the winners again this past weekend for softball. And on the other side, we'll try to shout out the volleyball winners too. But again, Buford, man, listen, Buford and East Coweta, of course, we had Coach Trent Adams on about 3 weeks ago, maybe. Noel, we had Coach Adams on from Buford. And we talked about the fact that them and East Coweta, they're like kind of like the Yankees and the Dodgers of old, of constantly meeting in the World Series. And they've met like the last 4 years in Columbus for the state title. East Coweta got the best of Buford last year, but Buford right back on top. They get it this year. That gives them their third title in 4 years. So congratulations to Buford. As I mentioned, Creekview winning back-to-back titles as they got the 5A title. Eastside, they win the 4A title, their first title. And of course, we had Coach was probably about a month ago, if I'm not mistaken, Coach Wood out there at Eastside. She might have been about a month ago, but we had her on the show. Heritage Catoosa makes it 3 in a row for them as they win the 3A title. Sonoraville wins the 2A. Bremen takes Division 1, 1A. And Lanier County takes Division 2 in 1A. And that's their second in 3 years. And then Wesleyan makes it five in a row as they won the private title. So congratulations to all of the state champs. Phenomenal seasons for everybody. And just congratulations to everyone on their seasons. And I know a lot of some of the girls, they'll either roll into other sports, they'll roll into, you know, they may have some time off and then they'll get into some travel ball. But congratulations on a phenomenal high school softball season for you all. And speaking of one of those student athletes, Jaden Griffith of the Creekview Grizzlies, pitcher Troy Kmit, got a chance to have a conversation with her, and here it is. And we'll head out to the WadeFord.com hotline where Jaden joins us now here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jaden, first off, I want to say congratulations to you and your teammates. Phenomenal season for you young ladies that capped off with another state championship. And thank you for taking some time for joining us here on the show.
Thank you so much. It's been an incredible season, and I'm so excited to get to share it with everyone and just my experience and going through some of the things that my team went through. It was a fun time.
All right. And speaking of that, coming into this season off of a state championship win last year, what was you all's mindset having to understand that, you know, the target was going to be on you all's back as teams would want to take you all down?
Yeah, I definitely think that was something we knew going into this season and something what we were aware of. But I believe that we used it as more as motivation rather than being afraid of it. We knew that we'd always get our opponent's best game, so we focused on controlling the controllables and doing the little things. But overall, I would just say our mindset was to stay hungry and to not be comfortable just because we won last year.
All right. And for you personally, you know, what were some things of your game that you kind of wanted to focus on during the offseason after last year in regards to like improving or continuously, like I said, working on so that you could continue to contribute to the team's success that you all were wanting to have this year?
Mm-hmm. From a pitching standpoint, I think a big thing for me this offseason and just continuing to get better was on making sure I always worked on my locations. I'm lucky that Coach Amy, my pitching coach, is big on that, and she always helps me perfect it down to the inches. And from a hitting standpoint, I wanted to perfect the consistency at the plate. And again, I'm so blessed with some of the best coaches. Coach Chance, my hitting coach, has been a huge part of this for me and making sure I have a good approach at the plate. But bigger than just my performance in hitting and pitching, I really wanted to be a good teammate and leader that my teammates could look up to even through the hard games.
All right. Spending time here on the WadeFord.com hotline with Jaden Griffith of the Creekview Grizzly softball team, two-time defending champs, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Not a lot of adversity for you ladies this past season, Jaden. In fact, only a total of five losses. But what would the conversation among yourselves kind of be whenever you guys would have a loss and then bounce back?
Yeah, we knew losses and mistakes were going to happen, but we wanted to make sure we weren't dwelling on them when they did happen. Our coaches were really good about helping us and making sure that we learn from our mistakes to keep them from snowballing or transferring into the next game. I would say we really didn't panic. We would just take time at the next practice to fix the little things. Coach Maloney stressed to us the importance of keeping our eyes on the bigger picture. She's the ultimate competitor and has been in our shoes. So it really helps to have coaches that make sure that we're taking time to go back and learn from them, but not dwelling on the losses.
All right. And piggybacking off of that, you know, overall, what would you say were some of the keys to the success that you guys ultimately had this year that, again, ended with another state championship win?
We had a really great group of girls this year, and it was obvious that everyone was committed and bought into our goal this season. It helped that we were all really close, and we've bonded a lot from this summer when we started workouts. We push each other, and we hold each other accountable. Another big thing that we do is we have a theme each year, and this year was pieces to the puzzle, which to us meant that each person played an important role in getting to our goal.
I like that. Pieces to the puzzle. Nice. Mm-hmm. All right. Jaden Griffith of the Creekview Grizzlies softball team, now two-time defending champs, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jaden, one more before I let you go. What's up next for you? Are you another, you know, are you jumping into another sport, or do you get into some travel ball? What's on deck, and how much time do you give yourself to relax?
Yeah, so now until about the end of November, I jump right back into travel ball season with my athletics gold team. We'll play a couple more tournaments, but after that, I usually let myself take a break. But just for fun, I also plan on throwing in some ping pong and pickleball in there.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Pickleball, I like to play with my brothers, and yeah, we like to just play for fun.
That's awesome. Good stuff. Well, Jaden, man, congratulations once again, young lady, on the success you and your teammates had. Congratulations to you on everything that's been happening for you throughout your high school career so far, and want to wish you nothing but success down the stretch, and most importantly, appreciate you taking some time to join us here on the show.
Thank you so much.
All right. Awesome stuff there. Jaden Griffith, again, pitcher for the Creekview Grizzlies, and congratulations to her and her teammates. You know, when I saw them, like I said, about midway of the season, she was sitting at 177 career strikeouts. She had at the time 58 on the season. I didn't get a chance. I should have asked, but I'm pretty sure she surpassed that 200 career mark. I would imagine she has, because that was roughly midway through the season. So looking forward to seeing how her career finishes up in high school and then, you know, on to the next level. All right, real quick before we go to break, do want to show some love to the young ladies on the court, and I'm talking about the volleyball court. All the state champs, as you heard earlier in the roundup, Walton would win the 6A title, knocking off two-time defending champ Alpharetta. Willard Academy winning the 5A title. Willard, I told you I got a chance to see them, Noel, and that team right there was like super impressive, so I'm not surprised at all they picked up that win. Marist ended the streak, man. Pace having a phenomenal streak. I think they were looking for their ninth consecutive title, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, they were looking for their ninth consecutive title, and Marist knocked them off. And let me tell you something. Marist, they've got some really good players, and they're young. I would not be surprised to see them run it back next year. We'll see how it goes, but you know, I mean, because you got to get out there and play the game, obviously. But that team is a very talented team, young again. They've got some really good height on the outside with outside hitters. I mean, just phenomenal team. So, congratulations to them. Whitewater winning the 3A title, Morgan County winning back to back titles. They take the 2A title, that is actually their third title in 4 years. Excuse me, Oglethorpe County winning the single A title, and then Lovett winning the 1A through 3A private state title. So congratulations to all of the volleyball and softball state champs, and obviously cross country. We'll talk about that here in, on the other side, but their state title, state championship runs, races are going to be taking place this weekend, Friday and Saturday. So I'll tell you about that. And then football, as I said, everybody's got a bye week this week, and then the playoffs will begin the 14th, Friday, November 14th. That is your opening round of the state championship tournament. And before you know it, all the fall sports will be over. But no worries, because the winter sports are here and they're underway. And with that being said, when we get back, head coach Kendra Bailey of the Cal Lady Longhorns basketball team got a chance to sit down with her as well. And you'll hear that conversation, because they're going to be tipping things off this Saturday. And they're only a couple seasons removed from winning a state title after she took over the program. So looking forward to you hearing that conversation. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When it comes to high school sports, we got it on lock.
It's everywhere, dude.
This is Prep Sports Nation with JB and Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets, low prices, love the savings. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Had to let that one ride a little bit. This one will never get old. Young Bloods, Lil Jon, maybe the hardest. Nah, I can't even say that, man. Lil Jon was in his bag for a good little. He had a nice little run. Even when he started doing stuff with what's the two? What were they like? Cousin, the Element, shots. Even when he was doing the records with them, like he had a Lil Jon had a run where he just was like. In my opinion, this is me. In my opinion, like, records he was touching was just going, whether it was some of that, the Crunk records, yeah, like I said, records like that with, what were they called?
Gordy Boys.
Yeah. One's like the son, grandson, and the other one's like the nephew or something like that. Yeah. For those that, we're talking about Barry Gordy, for those that don't know. If you didn't know, that's like, yeah, they that's his kin. That's his bloodline right there. So, I wonder what they're doing. Yeah. I think my favorite was, and Lil Jon didn't produce it, but out of their records, I definitely like Shots, but I think I really like the I'm in Miami, me.
Yeah.
That's probably one of my favorites from them. But anyway, we're not here to get into music lessons. We're here to talk about high school sports. So final segment of the show coming up momentarily, my conversation with head coach Kendra Bailey of the Cal Lady Longhorns. They will be tipping off their season, let me say it properly. On Saturday, they'll take on the Campbell Lady Spartans. That's actually a really good game for both programs kicking off the season. Like, if you want to go check out some Lady Hoops this weekend, that's a good one to talk to. Actually, let me give a shout-out to let's just go ahead and get to what I'm looking forward to this rest of the week and over the weekend. Flag football tomorrow. I'm going to see Theral. Yep, they are hosting Lovett in Mount Vernon. I'll make it there because I've got Dukes and Bell out until 6. We'll be out at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram. So I'll go straight from there over to Lakewood where they will be playing those games. But they're hosting Lovett and Mount Vernon. I believe they already won their region championship. So now they'll just be kind of closing out the regular season. So I should make it there for the 7:30 game. Cross country on Saturday, Friday and Saturday, state championships out at Carrollton High School. Not sure. I think I'm going to try to do Friday morning for that. And then Saturday, the Hillgrove Lady Hawks hosting a showcase. A great lineup of games. It's called Forever 14. The Forever 14 Showcase kicks off at 10 a.m. with North Cobb Christian taking on Whitfield Academy. Collins Hill takes on Walton. Sprayberry taking on, I think that's Pebble Brook. McEachern taking on Pope. Hillgrove, the host, will take on South Gwinnett. And then Holy Innocence will take on River Ridge. So six really good games for you to check out. And again, it's just that time of year. High school hoops are rolling. Wrestling getting underway as well. Swim and dive getting underway. So we'll be getting student athletes and coaches from all these sports on the show as we do each and every year. Because, again, it ain't about – I know this is Georgia. I know it's the South. I know Football King, but when it comes to Prep Sports Nation, we like to show love to all the student athletes, as many as we can, student athletes and coaches and programs, because quite frankly, that's what's allowed Prep Sports Nation to be where we're at now, where we're doing a one-hour high school show on the biggest station in the Southeast. Yeah, I said it. I mean it. I ain't scared. All right, without further ado, let's get to my conversation. Coach Kendra Bailey, head coach, Cal Lady Longhorns basketball team. Like I said, they tip off their season on Saturday, taking on Campbell, and here's that conversation.
We're real excited, ready to get started. We feel good about the work we've put in over the summer. We were excited with the success we had last year, and it's kind of given us the motivation and inspiration to want to improve even more with this season.
Sorry, actually, I messed up. My bad. That was Coach Susan Malam of Hillgrove talking about getting ready for their season. And as I said, they've got the big the showcase this weekend. My bad. All right, now here's my conversation with Coach Bailey and the Kell Lady Longhorns.
And we'll head out to the WayForward.com hotline where Coach Bailey joins us now here on the WayForward.com hotline on Prep Sports Nation. Coach, first off, let me say congratulations to you and the young ladies on getting ready to get another season underway. And congratulations to you because I did get to run into you at the Cobb County Basketball Media Day and you're expecting. So congratulations on everything.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. So with that being said, getting another year underway this summer and in the fall, what did you see from these young ladies that has you excited about what this Kell Longhorns product is going to be this year?
I think I saw a lot of growth. Our juniors and our one senior really stepped up as vocal leaders, which we really had a problem with last year, was consistency with them leading vocally. So they did a really good job of stepping up, being an extension of me this summer. We played some tough teams. And in the fall league, we played in a pretty good fall league that challenged us as well. So I can already see the growth from my captains and my leaders, and it's trickling down to the rest of my team.
All right. And I was going to ask you about the leadership, because obviously you bring back Kennedy and Malia, but any other girls that, you know, you kind of want to expect to see kind of step in and embrace some leadership roles?
Yeah, Asia Thompson, along with Kennedy and Malia, those three are the ones basically that I am on every day about not only leading vocally, but leading by example with everything they do, just not, you know, not just on the court, but in the classroom as well, in the hallways, outside of the gym, just making sure that they're representing our program well, and they're being a good example for those younger ones to see like what the expectation is on how we want to be.
All right, spending time here on the WayForward.com hotline here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 again. Coach Kendra Bailey, head coach, Kell Lady Longhorns basketball. 2023, coach, not the season that you all would have wanted, but then last year you guys turned things around in a big way. And again, I know the season didn't necessarily finish how you would have wanted, but it was still a great year. You get a region championship. But what do you believe are going to be some things you all are able to take away from last season and build on this year?
I think just handling adversity, we kind of didn't lose a game, and we lost a game at Christmas time last year and then didn't lose a game again until the season ended. So I think we kind of got a little comfortable with some of the things, you know, that we were maybe doing offensively, defensively, not really being challenged as much as I would have hoped in that postseason until we got to that Maynard game, which you're playing against a really good team who's been together, been playing together for years. And I think when adversity struck, we did not bounce back very well. So with us bringing that core group back from last year, I'm hoping that we learn from that mistake. I put some extra games in the schedule to hope that we can, you know, make sure we're prepared for those challenges once the state championship or the state tournament starts this year.
All right. And what did you notice about the girls themselves and their mindsets in regards to how they approach, you know, getting ready for the season?
Yeah, I think the same thing as me. Like last year, the way the season ended left a bad taste in all of our mouths. And so our goal this year is to not have that same thing. Like it's okay to make mistakes, but the goal is to not make the same mistakes twice. And so we've been just really preaching. We've been doing some different things to strengthen them as a team, more team bonding, more mental toughness things so that, you know, when we're faced with adversity in the middle of the game, we can learn how to stick together and not fold.
All right, spending time here on the Way4.com hotline here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Coach Kendra Bailey. Head coach, Kale Lady Longhorns basketball. Speaking of that adversity, Coach, when it's all said and done, what are you hoping the identity of this year's team will be?
Toughness on the court and toughness mentally for sure.
All right, good deal. And last one, you guys open up the season on Saturday. Hoops for Hunger against Campbell. Look, you're coming out the gate with some tough hoops right off the rip. Why was that important for you to have a game where, you know, not to say that you would necessarily take anyone lightly, but we know the Campbell program has been one of those consistent girls programs here in the state of Georgia. You know, why was it important for you for your girls to come out the gate with a pretty tough opponent?
I think in order for you to be the best, you got to play the best. And so our schedule is super tough this year. I don't see a game on our schedule where we feel like we can just walk in and win. I think we're going to have to fight every night. And then that goes back to, you know, that playing through adversity, right? Like last year, we didn't do the best at that. So this year I've built the schedule so that every game we're dealing with adversity, so that hopefully in February we've been through it time and time again. So we're ready for it physically and mentally. So I'm excited about playing Campbell, obviously a great program. They're always really, really good. It sucks that we have to drive an hour to play a team that's 20 minutes down the road. But it's always a good game. We play them. Such respect for that program over there. So I'm excited to get the season started.
Awesome, Coach. Well, thank you once again for joining us here on the show, and want to wish you and the ladies good luck this season. And thanks again for your time.
Thank you so much.
All right. Head Coach Kendra Bailey, Kale Lady Longhorns. And as I said, as you heard right there on the tail end of the conversation, they'll open things up Saturday, taking on Campbell in the Hoops for Hunger. Campbell actually kicked their season off, I think, last night. So they're already off to a 1-0 start. But, man, it's hard to believe it's already that time. But looking forward to a lot of great hoops taking place over the course of the season. Of course, we'll have to make sure we check in with my guy Joel Hillsman Heavy, because he covers and he actually calls a lot of high school basketball games, but he covers a lot of high school hoops. So, and he has a big event himself that will be taking place up in Athens that he does every year. I believe a storm caused it last year to have to be postponed and eventually canceled, but he's bringing it back this year. So and a few other high school hoops people that we'll have on throughout the season. But it won't just be about hoops when it comes to winter sports. Like I said, wrestling is underway, swimming and diving getting underway. So we'll have representatives from all of those sports to come on to the show and make sure we highlight all of them and give them their just due when it comes to what they're doing out there. So speaking of basketball, I know they're not up. They should be to bed, but maybe their parents are up. I want to give a shout out to my 10U Smyrna Basketball Association team. We kicked off our season on Sunday, this past Sunday. Unfortunately, took a L. I think we lost, 12-6. It was a tight game, actually. It was literally a one-score game most of the game. But we were down three players. All three of them were still play baseball
And their seasons were wrapping up. One of them is done now, which he's actually our guard. So just looking forward to finally being at full strength with these guys. We get 1 hour practices, but we make it intense. Me and my assistant, Coach CO, we make it intense. We bring out the blocking bags. We got the rebound drills. It's like, yo, you got don't let the ball hit the ground. I need six buckets made in a row, and this bag is going to be on you. Like, yo, it's really intense for 10-year-olds. But, hey, man, trying to get it all in, and we only got 60 minutes. So, no, all jokes aside, we try to mix in a lot of skills. You know, we try to mix in the skills along with, you know, learning the you know, doing some plays and things of that nature. We try to get it all in the 60 minutes. So I think me and Coach CO do a pretty good job of, like, we do a lot of running. We run them a lot because, hey, look, if a team beats us, one thing, they going to be tired, and we won't be. So we run a lot. We do push-ups, and, you know, we mix it all in, and it's a really fun 60 minutes. They had me and Coach CO out there sweating this past week. No, ain't going to lie. So... All right, that's going to do it for this week's episode. Thank you, Noel. Appreciate you holding me down on the other side of the glass, and looking forward to doing this again with you all next Wednesday, which is the 12th. Let me double check. Somebody move the schedule. See if we're on regular time. Hawks at Sacramento. So we may not be on actually next week. It may just be a podcast for us next Wednesday. So we'll keep you posted on that. But it won't stop us from doing these weeklies with these student athletes. All right. So yeah, we're off. So that's all. It's all good. We're still going to, like I said, we'll have the podcast. We'll post it. We'll tweet it, put it on all your social media outlets, all that good stuff. All right. Appreciate everyone checking in. We'll do it again. And this is Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Wimby is an alien. Sorry. And this is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.